Book I. Of man's first disobedience, and the fruit of that forbidden tree, whose mortal taste brought death into the world, and all our woe, with loss of _Eden_, till one greater man restore us, and regain the blissful seat, sing heavenly muse, that on the secret top of _Oreb_, or of _Sinai_, didst inspire that shepherd, who first taught the chosen seed, in the beginning how the heavens and earth rose out of _Chaos_, or of _Sion_, he'll delight thee more, and _Silo_'s_brook that flowed fast by the oracle of God, I thence invoke thy aid to my adventurous song, that with no middle flight intends to soar above _Th_Onion_Mount, while it pursues things unattempted yet in prose or rhyme. And chiefly thou, O Spirit, that dost prefer before all temples _Th_upright heart and pure, instruct me, for thou knowest, thou from the first wast present, and with mighty wings outspread dove-like setst brooding on the vast abyss and madst it pregnant, what in me is dark illumine, what is low raise and support, that to the height of this great argument I may assert _Th_eternal providence, and justify the ways of God to men. Say first, for heaven hides nothing from thy view nor the deep tract of hell, say first what cause moved our grandparents in that happy state, favored of heaven so highly, to fall off from their creator, and transgress his will for one restrained, lords of the world besides? Who first subject them to that foul revolt? _Th_infernal serpent, he it was, whose guile stirred up with envy and revenge, deceived the mother of mankind, what time his pride had cast him out from heaven, with all his host of rebel angels, by whose aid aspiring to set himself in glory above his peers, he trusted to have equaled the Most High, if he opposed, and with ambitious aim against the throne and monarchy of God raised impious war in heaven and battle proud with vain attempt. Him the Almighty Power hurled headlong flaming from _Th_ethereal ski with hideous ruin and combustion down to bottomless perdition, there to dwell in adamantine chains and penal fire, who durst defy _Th_omnipotent to arms. 9 times the space that measures day and night to mortal men, he with his horrid crew lay vanquished, rolling in the fiery gulf confounded though immortal, but his doom reserved him to more wrath, for now the thought both of lost happiness and lasting pain torments him. Round he throws his baleful eyes that witnessed huge affliction and dismay mixed with obdurate pride and steadfast hate, at once as far as angels can he views the dismal situation waste and wild, a dungeon horrible, on all sides round as one great furnace flammed, yet from those flames no light, but rather darkness visible served only to discover sights of woe, regions of sorrow, doleful shades, where peace and rest can never dwell, hope never comes that comes to all, but torture without end still urges, and a fiery deluge, fed with ever-burning sulfur unconsumed, such place eternal justice had prepared for those rebellious, here their prison ordained in utter darkness, and their portion set as far removed from God and light of heaven as from the center thrice to _Th_utmost pole. Oh how unlike the place from whence they fell! There the companions of his fall, overwhelmed with floods and whirlwinds of tempestuous fire, he soon discerns, and weltering by his side one next himself in power, and next in crime, long after known in _Palestine_, and nommed _Beelzebub_, to whom _Th_archenemy, and thence in heaven called Satan, with bold words breaking the horrid silence thus began. If thou base he, but oh how fallen! How changed from him, who in the happy realms of light clothed with transcendent brightness didst outshine myriads though bright, if he whom mutual league, united thoughts and counsels, equal hope, and hazard in the glorious enterprise, joined with me once, now misery hath joined in equal ruin, into what pit thou seest from what height fallen, so much the stronger proved he with his thunder, and till then who knew the force of those dire arms? Yet not for those nor what the potent victor in his rage can else inflict do I repent or change, though changed in outward luster, that fixed mind and high disdain, from sense of injured merit, that with the mightiest triest me to contend, and to the fierce contention brought along innumerable force of spirits arm that durst dislike his reign, and me preferring, his utmost power with adverse power opposed in dubious battle on the plains of heaven, and shook his throne. What though the field be lost? All is not lost, the unconquerable will, and study of revenge, immortal hate, and courage never to submit or yield, and what is else not to be overcome. That glory never shall his wrath or might extort from me. To bow and sue for grace with suppliant knee, and deify his power who from the furore of this arm so late doubted his empire, that were low indeed, that were an ignominy and shame beneath this downfall, since by fate the strength of gods and this empire real substance cannot fail, since through experience of this great event in arms not worse, in foresight much advanced, we may with more successful hope resolve to wage by force or guile eternal war irreconcilable, to our grand foe, who now triumphs, and in th excess of joy sole reigning holds the tyranny of heaven. So spake th apostate angel, though in pain, vaunting aloud, but racked with deep despair, and him thus answered soon as bold compeer. O prince, O chief of many throne powers, that led th embattled seraphim to war under thy conduct, and in dreadful deeds fearless, endangered heaven's perpetual king, and put to proof his high supremacy, whether upheld by strength, or chance, or fate, too well I see and rue the dire event, that with sad overthrow and foul defeat hath lost us heaven, and all this mighty host in horrible destruction laid thus low, as far as gods and heavenly essences can perish, for the mind and spirit remains invincible, and vigor soon returns, though all our glory extinct, and happy state here swallowed up in endless misery. But what if he our conqueror, whom I now of force believe almighty, since no less than such could have or oppose such force as ours, have left us this our spirit and strength entire strongly to suffer and support our pains, that we may so suffice his vengeful ire, or do him mightier service as his thralls by right of war, whate'er his business be here in the heart of hell to work in fire, or do his errands in the gloomy deep, what can it then avail though yet we feel strength undiminished, or eternal being to undergo eternal punishment? Whereto with speedy words th archfiend replied. Fallen cherub, to be weak is miserable doing or suffering, but of this be sure, to do aught good never will be our task, but ever to do ill our sole delight, as being the contrary to his high will whom we resist. If then his providence out of our evil seek to bring forth good, our labor must be to pervert that end, and out of good still to find means of evil, which oft times may succeed, so as perhaps shall grieve him, if I fail not, and disturb his inmost counsels from their destined aim. But see the angry victor hath recalled his ministers of vengeance and pursuit back to the gates of heaven, the sulphurous hail shot after us in storm, or blown hath laid the fiery surge, that from the precipice of heaven received us falling, and the thunder, winged with red lightning and impetuous rage, perhaps hath spent his shafts, and ceases now to bellow through the vast and boundless deep. Let us not slip th occasion, whether scorn, or satiate fury yield it from our foe. Seest thou yon dreary plain, forlorn and wild, the seat of desolation, void of light, save what the glimmering of these livid flames casts pale and dreadful? Thither let us tend from off the tossing of these fiery waves, their rest, if any rest can harbor there, and reassembling our afflicted powers, consult how we may henceforth most offend our enemy, our own loss how repair, how overcome this dire calamity, what reinforcement we may gain from hope, if not what resolution from despair. Thus Satan talking to his nearest mate with head uplift above the wave, and eyes that sparkling blast, his other parts besides prone on the flood, extended long and large lay floating many a rude, in bulk as huge as whom the fable's name of monstrous size, _Titanian_, or _Earthborn_, that Wardon _Jove_, _Bryos_, or _Typhon_, whom the den by ancient _Tarsus_held, or that sea beast _Leviathan_, which god of all his works created hugest that swam th ocean stream, him haply slumbering on the _Norway_foam the pilot of some small night-foundered skiff, deeming some island, oft, as seamen tell, with fixed anchor in his scully-rind moors by his side under the lee, while night invests the sea, and wished morn delays, so stretched out huge in length the archfiend lay chained on the burning lake, nor ever thence had risen or heaved his head, but that the will and high permission of all ruling heaven left him at large to his own dark designs, that with reiterated crimes he might heap on himself damnation, while he sought evil to others, and in rag might see how all his malice served but to bring forth infinite goodness, grace and mercy shown on man by him seduct, but on himself trouble confusion, wrath and vengeance poured. Forthwith upright he rears from off the pool his mighty stature, on each hand the flames driven backward slope their pointing spires, and rolled in billows, leave if midst a horrid veil. Then with expanded wings he steers his flight aloft, incumbent on the dusky air that felt unusual weight, till on dry land he lights, if it were land that ever burned with solid, as the lake with liquid fire, and such appeared in hue, as when the force of subterranean wind transports a hill torn from _Pelorus_, or the shattered side of thundering _Etna_, whose combustible and fueled entrails thence conceiving fire, sublimed with mineral fury, aid the winds, and leave a singed bottom all involved with stench and smoke, such resting found the soul of unblessed feet. Him followed his next mate, both glorying to have scapped the _Stygian_flood as gods, and by their own recovered strength, not by the sufferance of supernal power. Is this the region, this the soil, the clime, said then the lost archangel, this the seat that we must change for heaven, this mournful gloom for that celestial light? Be it so, since he who now is sovereign can dispose and bid what shall be right, farthest from him is best whom reason hath equalled, force hath made supreme above his equals. Farewell happy fields where joy forever dwells, hail horrors, hail infernal world, and thou profoundest hell receive thy new possessor, one who brings a mind not to be changed by place or time. The mind is its own place, and in itself can make a heaven of hell, a hell of heaven. What matter where, if I be still the same, and what I should be, all but less than he whom thunder hath made greater. Here at least we shall be free, th Almighty hath not built here for his envy, will not drive us hence, here we may reign secure, and in my choice to reign is worth ambition though in hell, better to reign in hell, than serve in heaven. But wherefore let we then our faithful friends, th associates and co-partners of our loss lie thus astonished on th oblivious pool, and call them not to share with us their part in this unhappy mansion, or once more with rallied arms to try with maybe yet regained in heaven, or what more lost in hell. So underscore Satan underscore spake, and him underscore Beelzebub underscore thus answered. Leader of those armies bright, which but th omnipotent none could have foiled, if once they hear that voice, their liveliest pledge of hope in fears and dangers, heard so oft in worst extremes, and on the perilous edge of battle when it ragged, in all assaults their surest signal, they will soon resume new courage and revive, though now they lie groveling and prostrate on yon lake of fire, as we erewhile, astounded and amazed, no wonder, fallen such a pernicious height. He scarce had ceased when the superior fiend was moving toward the shore, his ponderous shield ethereal temper, massy, large and round, behind him cast, the broad circumference hung on his shoulders like the moon, whose orb through optic glass the underscore Tuscan underscore artist views at evening from the top of underscore Fessel underscore, or in underscore Valdarno underscore, to descry new lands, rivers or mountains in her spotty globe. His spear, to equal which the tallest pine hewn on underscore Norwegian underscore hills, to be the mast of some great amiral, were but a want, he walked with to support uneasy steps over the burning marl, not like those steps on heaven's azure, and the torrid climb smote on him sore besides, vaulted with fire, nathless he so entered, till on the beach of that inflamed sea, he stood and called his legions, angel forms, who lay entranced thick as autumnal leaves that strow the brooks in underscore Volumbrosa underscore, where th underscore Etrurian underscore shades high overarched embower, or scattered sedge afloat, when with fierce winds underscore Orion underscore armed hath vexed the Red Sea coast, whose waves o'erthrew underscore Bucyrus underscore and his underscore Memphian underscore chivalry, vile with perfidious hatred they pursued the sojourners of underscore Goshen underscore, who beheld from the safe shore their floating carcasses and broken chariot wheels, so thick bestrown abject and lost lay these, covering the flood, under amazement of their hideous change. He called so loud, that all the hollow deep of hell resounded. Princes, potentates, warriors, the floor of heaven, once yours, now lost, if such astonishment as this can seize eternal spirits, or have ye chosen this place after the toil of battle to repose your wearied virtue, for the ease you find to slumber here, as in the vales of heaven? Or in this abject posture have ye sworn to adore the conqueror? Who now beholds cherub and seraph rolling in the flood with scattered arms and ensigns, till anon his swift pursuers from heaven gates discern th advantage, and descending tread us down thus drooping, or with linked thunderbolts transfix us to the bottom of this gulf. Awake, arise, or be forever fallen. They heard, and were abashed, and up they sprung upon the wing, as when men want to watch on duty, sleeping found by whom they dread, rouse and bestir themselves ere well awake. Nor did they not perceive the evil plight in which they were, or the fierce pains not feel, yet to their general's voice they soon obeyed innumerable. As when the potent rod of underscore Amram's underscore sun and underscore Egypt's underscore Avil day waved round the coast, up called a pitchy cloud of underscore locusts underscore, warping on the eastern wind, that o'er the realm of impious underscore Pharaoh underscore hung like night, and darkened all the land of underscore Nile underscore, so numberless were those bad angels seen hovering on wing under the cope of hell twixt upper, nether, and surrounding fires, till, as a signal given, th uplifted spear of their great sultan waving to direct their course, in even balance down they light on the firm brimstone, and fill all the plain, a multitude, like which the populous north poured never from her frozen loins, to pass underscore Rene underscore or the underscore Dana underscore, when her barbarous sons came like a deluge on the south, and spread beneath underscore Gibraltar underscore to the underscore Libyan underscore sands. Forthwith from every squadron and each band the heads and leaders thither hast where stood their great commander, godlike shapes and forms excelling human, princely dignities, and powers that erst in heaven sat on thrones, though of their names and heavenly records now be no memorial, blotted out in rest by their rebellion, from the books of life. Nor had they yet among the sons of underscore Eve underscore got them new names, till wandering o'er the earth, Through God's high sufferance for the trial of man, by falsities and lies the greatest part of mankind they corrupted to forsake God their Creator, and th invisible glory of Him, that made them, to transform off to the image of a brute, adorned with gay religions full of pomp and gold, and devils to adore for deities, then were they known to men by various names, and various idols through the heathen world. Say, Muse, their names then known, who first, who last, roused from the slumber, on that fiery couch, at their great emperor's call, as next in worth came singly where he stood on the bare strand, while the promiscuous crowd stood yet aloof. The chief were those who from the pit of hell roaming to seek their prey on earth, durst fix their seats long after next the seat of God, their altars by his altar, gods adored among the nations round, and durst abide underscore Jehovah underscore thundering out of underscore Sion underscore, trod between the cherubim, yea, often placed within his sanctuary itself their shrines, abominations, and with cursed things his holy rites, and solemn feasts profaned, and with their darkness durst affront his light. First underscore Moloch underscore, horrid king besmeared with blood of human sacrifice, and parents' tears, though for the noise of drums and timbrels loud their children's cries unheard, that passed through fire to his grim idol. Him the underscore Ammonite underscore worshipped in underscore Rabbah underscore and her watery plain, in underscore Argob underscore and in underscore Basan underscore, to the stream of utmost underscore Arnon underscore. Nor content with such audacious neighborhood, the wisest heart of underscore Solomon underscore he led by fraud to build his temple right against the temple of God on that opprobrious hill, and made his grove the pleasant valley of underscore Hinnom underscore, underscore Topan underscore thence and black underscore Gehenna underscore called, the type of hell. Next underscore Chemos underscore, th obscene dread of underscore Moab's underscore sons, from underscore Aroer underscore to underscore Nebo underscore, and the wild of southmost underscore Abarim underscore, in underscore Hesbon underscore and underscore Haranaim underscore, underscore sons underscore realm, beyond the flowery dale of underscore Sibma underscore clad with vines, and underscore Alil underscore to th underscore asphaltic underscore pool, underscore Peor underscore his other name, when he edict underscore Israel underscore and underscore Sidim underscore on their march from underscore Nile underscore to do him wanton rites, which cost them woe. Yet thence his lustful orgies he enlarged even to that hill of scandal, by the grove of underscore Moloch underscore homicide, lust hard by hate, till good underscore Josiah underscore drove them thence to hell. With these came they, who from the bordering flood of old underscore Euphrates underscore to the brook that parts underscore Egypt underscore from underscore Syrian underscore ground, had general names of underscore Baalim underscore and underscore Ashtaroth underscore, those male, these feminine. For spirits when they please can either sex assume, or both, so soft and uncompounded is their essence pure, not teed or manacled with joint or limb, nor founded on the brittle strength of bones, like cumbrous flesh, but in what shape they choose dilated or condensed, bright or obscure, can execute their eerie purposes, and works of love or enmity fulfill. For those the race of underscore Israel underscore oft forsook their living strength, and unfrequented left his righteous altar, bowing lowly down to bestial gods, for which their heads as low bowed down in battle, sunk before the spear of despicable foes. With these in troop came underscore Astoreth underscore, whom the underscore Phoenicians underscore called underscore Astarte underscore, queen of heaven, with crescent horns, to whose bright image nightly by the moon underscore Sidonian underscore virgins paid their vows and songs, in underscore Sion underscore also not unsung, where stood her temple on th offensive mountain, built by that uxorious king, whose heart though large, beguiled by fair idolatresses, fell to idols foul. Underscore Themyas underscore came next behind, whose annual wound in underscore Lebanon underscore allured the underscore Syrian underscore damsels to lament his fate in amorous studies all a summer's day, while smooth underscore Adonis underscore from his native rock ran purple to the sea, supposed with blood of underscore Themyas underscore yearly wounded, the love tale infected underscore Sion's underscore daughters with like heat, whose wanton passions in the sacred porch underscore Ezekiel underscore saw, when by the vision led his eye surveyed the dark idolatries of alienated underscore Judah underscore. Next came one who mourned in earnest, when the captive ark maimed his brute image, head and hands lopped off in his own temple, on the Grunsel edge, where he fell flat, and shamed his worshippers, underscore Dagon underscore his name, sea monster, upward man and downward fish, yet had his temple high reared in underscore Azotus underscore, dreaded through the coast of underscore Palestine underscore, in underscore Gath underscore and underscore Ascalon underscore, and underscore Acheron underscore and underscore Gaza apostrophe S underscore frontier bounds. Him followed underscore Rimmon underscore, whose delightful seat was fair underscore Damascus underscore, on the fertile banks of underscore Abana underscore and underscore Farfar underscore, lucid streams. He also against the house of God was bold, a leper once he lost and gained a king, underscore Ahaz underscore his Sodish conqueror, whom he drew God's altar to disparage and displace for one of underscore Syrian underscore mode, whereon to burn his odious offerings, and adore the gods whom he had vanquished. After these appeared a crew who under names of old renown, underscore Osiris underscore, underscore Isis underscore, underscore Aru underscore and their train with monstrous shapes and sorceries Abist fanatic underscore Egypt underscore and her priests, to seek their wandering gods disguised in brutish forms rather than human. Nor did underscore Israel underscore escape th infection when their borrowed gold compassed the calf and underscore Oreb underscore, and the rebel king doubled that sin and underscore Bethel underscore and an underscore Dan underscore, likening his maker to the grazed ox, underscore Jehovah underscore, who in one night when he passed from underscore Egypt underscore marching, equaled with one stroke both her firstborn and all her bleeding gods. Underscore Belial underscore came last, then whom a spirit more lewd fell not from heaven, or more gross to love vice for itself, to him no temple stood or altar smoked, yet who more oft than he in temples and at altars, when the priest turns atheist, as did underscore Eli apostrophe s underscore sons, who filled with lust and violence the house of God. In courts and palaces he also reigns and in luxurious cities, where the noise of riot ascends above their loftiest towers, and injury and outrage, and when night darkens the streets, then wander forth the sons of underscore Belial underscore, flown with insolence and wine. Witness the streets of underscore Sodom underscore, and that night in underscore Gibeah underscore, when hospitable doors yielded their matrons to prevent worse rape. These were the prime in order and in might, the rest were long to tell, though far renowned, th underscore Ionian underscore gods, of underscore Javans underscore issue held gods, yet confessed later than heaven and earth their boasted parents, underscore Titian underscore heavens firstborn with his enormous brood, and birthright saced by younger underscore Saturn underscore, he from mightier underscore Jove underscore his own and underscore Rhea apostrophe s underscore sun like measure found, so underscore Jove underscore usurping reigned, these first in underscore Crete underscore and underscore Ida underscore known, thence on the snowy top of cold underscore Olympus underscore ruled the middle earth or highest heaven, or on the underscore Delphian underscore cliff, or in underscore Dodona underscore, and through all the bounds of underscore Doric underscore land, or who with underscore Saturn underscore old fled over underscore Adria underscore to th underscore Hesperian underscore fields, and or the underscore Celtic underscore Rome the utmost isles. All these and more came flocking, but with looks downcast and damp, yet such wherein appeared obscure some glimpse of joy, to have found their chief not in despair, to have found themselves not lost in loss itself, which on his countenance cast like doubtful hue, but he his wonted pride soon recollecting, with high words, that bore semblance of worth not substance, gently raised their feigned courage, and dispelled their fears. Then straight commands that at the warlike sound of trumpets loud and clarions be upreared his mighty standard, that proud honor claimed underscore Azazel underscore as his right, a cherub tall, who forthwith from the glittering staff unfurled th imperial ensign, which full high at vanks shone like a meteor streaming to the wind with gems and golden luster rich emblazed, seraphic arms and trophies, all the while sonorous metal blowing martial sounds, at which the universal host upsent a shout that tore hell's concave, and beyond frighted the reign of underscore chaos underscore and old night. All in a moment through the gloom were seen 10,000 banners rise into the air with orient colors waving, with them rose a forest huge of spears, and thronging helms appeared, and serried shields in thick array of depth immeasurable, anon they move in perfect underscore phalanx underscore to the Dorian mood of flutes and soft recorders, such as raised to height of noblest temper heroes old arming to battle, and instead of rage deliberate valor breathed, firm and unmoved with dread of death to flight or foul retreat, nor wanting power to mitigate and swage with solemn touches, troubled thoughts, and chase anguish and doubt and fear and sorrow and pain from mortal or immortal minds. Thus they breathing united force with fixed thought moved on in silence to soft pipes that charmed their painful steps or a the burned soil and now advanced in view they stand, a whore in front of dreadful length and dazzling arms, in guise of warriors old with ordered spear and shield, awaiting what command their mighty chief had to impose, he through the armed files darts his experienced eye, and soon traverse the whole battalion views, thir order adieu, thir visages and stature as of gods, thir number last he sums. And now his heart distends with pride, and hardening in his strength glories, for never since created man, met such embodied force, as numbed with these could merit more than that small infantry ward on by cranes, though all the giant brood of underscore flagra underscore with th heroic race were joined that fought at underscore Thebe apostrophe s underscore and underscore Ilium underscore, on each side mixed with auxiliar gods, and what resounds in fable or underscore romance underscore of underscore others underscore sun begirt with underscore British underscore and underscore Armoric underscore knights, and all who since, baptized or infidel jousted in underscore Aspermont underscore or underscore Montauban underscore, underscore Damasco underscore, or underscore Morocco underscore, or underscore Trebond underscore, or whom underscore by Sarda underscore sent from underscore Afric underscore shore when underscore Charlemagne underscore with all his peerage felt by underscore Fontarabia underscore. Thus far these beyond compare of mortal prowess, yet observed third red commander, he above the rest in shape and gesture proudly eminent stood like a tower, his form had yet not lost all her original brightness, nor appear less than archangel ruined, and th excess of glory obscured, as when the sun new risen looks through the horizontal misty air shorn of his beams, or from behind the moon in dim eclipse disastrous twilight sheds on half the nations, and with fear of change perplexes monarchs. Darkened he so, yet shone above them all th archangel, but his face deep scars of thunder had entrenched, and care sat on his faded cheek, but under brows of dauntless courage, and considerate pride waiting revenge, cruel his eye, but cast signs of remorse and passion to behold the fellows of his crime, the followers rather, far other once beheld in bliss, condemned forever now to have their lot in pain, millions of spirits for his fault amirked of heaven, and from eternal splendors flung for his revolt, yet faithful how they stood, their glory withered. As when heaven's fire hath scathed the forest oaks, or mountain pines, with singed top their stately growth though bare stands on the blasted heath. He now prepared to speak, whereat their doubled ranks they bent from wing to wing, and half in close and round with all his peers, attention held them mute. Thrice he essayed, and thrice in spite of scorn, tears such as angels weep, burst forth, at last words interwove with sighs found out their way. O myriads of immortal spirits, O powers matchless, but with th almighty, and that strife was not inglorious, though th event was dire, as this place testifies, and this dire change hateful to utter, but what power of mind foreseeing or presaging, from the depth of knowledge past or present, could have feared, how such united force of gods, how such a stood like these, could ever know repulse. For who can yet believe, though after loss, that all these puissant legions, whose exile hath emptied heaven, shall fail to reascend self-right east, and repossess their native seat? For me, be witness all the host of heaven, if counsels different, or danger shunned by me, have lost our hopes. But he who reigns monarch in heaven, till then as one secure sat on his throne, upheld by old repute, consent or custom, and his regal state put forth at full, but still his strength concealed, which tempted our attempt, and wrought our fall. Henceforth his might we know, and know our own so as not either to provoke, or dread new war, provoked, our better part remains to work in close design, by fraud or guile what force effected not, that he no less at length from us may find, who overcomes by force, hath overcome but half his foe. Space may produce new worlds, whereof so rife there went a fame in heaven that he ere long intended to create, and therein plant a generation, whom his choice regard should favor equal to the sons of heaven, thither, if but to pre, shall be perhaps our first eruption, thither or elsewhere, for this infernal pit shall never hold celestial spirits in bondage, nor th a beast long under darkness cover. But these thoughts full counsel must mature, peace is despaired, for who can think submission? War then, war open or understood must be resolved. He spake, and to confirm his words, out flew millions of flaming swords, drawn from the thighs of mighty cherubim, the sudden blaze far round illumined hell, highly they ragged against the highest, and fierce with grasped arms clashed on their sounding shields the din of war, hurling defiance toward the vault of heaven. There stood a hill not far whose greasy top belched fire and rolling smoke, the rest entire shone with a glossy scurf, undoubted sign that in his womb was hid metallic ore, the work of sulfur. Thither winged with speed a numerous spree god hastened. As when bands of pioneers with spade and pickaxe armed forerun the royal camp, to trench a field, or cast a rampart. Underscore mammon underscore led them on, underscore mammon underscore, the least erected spirit that fell from heaven. For even in heaven his looks and thoughts were always downward bent, admiring more the riches of heaven's pavement, trodden gold, than aught divine or holy else enjoyed in vision beatific, by him first men also, and by his suggestion taught, ransacked the center, and with impious hands rifled the bowels of their mother earth for treasures better hid. Soon had his crew opened into the hill a spacious wound and digged out ribs of gold. Let none admire that riches grow in hell, that soil may best deserve the precious bane. And here let those who boast in mortal things, and wondering tell of underscore Babel underscore, and the works of underscore Memphian underscore kings, learn how their greatest monuments of fame, and strength and art are easily outdone by spirits reprobate, and in an hour what in an age they with incessant toil and hands innumerable scares perform nigh on the plain in many cells prepared, that underneath had veins of liquid fire slucked from the lake, a second multitude with wondrous art founded the massy ore, severing each kindy, and scummed the bullion dross, a third as soon had formed within the ground a various mould, and from the boiling cells by strange conveyance filled each hollow nook, as in an organ from one blast of wind to many a row of pipes the soundboard breaths. Anon out of the earth a fabric huge rose like an exhalation, with the sound of dulcet symphonies and voices sweet, built like a temple, where underscore pilasters underscore round were set, and Doric pillars overlaid with golden architrave, nor did there want cornice or frieze, with bossy sculptures graven, the roof was fretted gold. Not underscore Babylon underscore, nor great underscore Alcaro underscore such magnificence equaled in all their glories, to enshrine underscore Belus underscore or underscore Serapis underscore their gods, or see their kings, when underscore Egypt underscore with underscore Assyria underscore strove in wealth and luxury. Th ascending pile stood fixed her stately height, and straight the doors opening their brazen folds discover wide within, her ample spaces, or a the smooth and level pavement. From the arched roof pendant by subtle magic many a row of starry lamps and blazing cressets fed with naphtha and underscore asphaltus underscore yielded light as from a sky. The hasty multitude admiring entered, and the work some praise and some the architect, his hand was known in heaven by many a turret structure high, where sceptered angels held their residence, and sat as princes, whom the supreme king exalted to such power, and gave to rule, each in his hierarchy, the orders bright. Nor was his name unheard or unadored in ancient Greece, and in underscore Ausonian underscore land man called him underscore Mulciber underscore, and how he fell from heaven, they fabled, thrown by angry underscore Jove underscore Sheer or a the crystal battlements, from morn to noon he fell, from noon to dewy eve, a summer's day, and with the setting sun dropped from the zenith like a falling star, on underscore Lemnos underscore th underscore Aegean underscore Ela, thus they relate, erring, for he with this rebellious rout fell long before, nor aught availed him now to have built in heaven high towers, nor did he scape by all his engines, but was headlong sent with his industrious crew to build in hell. Meanwhile the winged heralds by command of sovereign power, with awful ceremony and trumpets sound throughout the host proclaim a solemn council forthwith to be held at underscore pandemonium underscore, the high capital of Satan and his peers, their summons called from every in band squared regiment by place or choice the worthiest, they anon with hundreds and with thousands trooping came attended, all access was thronged, the gates and porches wide, but chief the spacious hall, though like a covered field, where champions bold wont ride and armed, and at the sodden's chair defeat the best of Panem chivalry to mortal combat or carrier with lance, thick swarmed, both on the ground and in the air, brushed with the hiss of rustling wings. As bees in springtime, when the sun with Taurus rides, pour forth their populous youth about the hive in clusters, they among fresh dews and flowers fly to and fro, or on the smoothed plank, the suburb of their straw-built citadel, new rubbed with baum, expatiate and confer their state affairs. So thick the eerie crowd swarmed and were straitened, till the signal given, behold a wonder. They but now who seemed in bigness to surpass earth's giant sons now less than smallest dwarfs, in narrow room throng numberless, like that pygmean race beyond the underscore Indian underscore mound, or fairy elves, whose midnight revels, by a forest side or fountain foamy belated peasant sees, or dreams he sees, while overhead the moon sits arbitrous, and nearer to the earth wheels her pale course, they on therm earth and dance intent, with jocund music charm his ear, at once with joy and fear his heart rebounds. Thus in corporeal spirits to smallest forms reduct their shapes immense, and were at large, though without number still amidst the hall of that infernal court. But far within and in their own dimensions like themselves the great seraphic lords and cherubim in close recess and secret conclave sat a thousand demigods on golden seats, frequent and full. After short silence then and summons read, the great consult began. The end of the first book. Paradise Lost, Book 2. High on a throne of royal state, which far outshone the wealth of underscore Ormus underscore and of underscore Indiana underscore, or where the gorgeous east with richest hand showers on her king's underscore barbaric underscore pearl and gold, Satan exalted sat, by merit tries to that bad eminence, and from despair thus high uplifted beyond hope, aspires beyond thus high, insatiate to pursue vain war with heaven, and by success untaught his proud imaginations thus displayed. Powers and dominions, deities of heaven, for since no deep within her gulf can hold immortal vigor, though oppressed and fallen, I give not heaven for lost. From this descent celestial virtues rising, will appear more glorious and more dread than from no fall, and trust themselves to fear no second fate, me though just right, and the fixed laws of heaven did first create your leader, next, free choice, with what besides, in counsel or in fight, hath been achieved of merit, yet this loss thus far at least recovered, hath much more established in a safe unenvied throne yielded with full consent. The happier state in heaven, which follows dignity, might draw envy from each inferior, but who here will envy whom the highest place exposes foremost to stand against the thunderer's aim of your bulwark, and condemns to greatest share of endless pain? Where there is then no good for which to strive, no strife can grow up there from faction, for none sure will claim in hell precedence, none, whose portion is so small of present pain, that with ambitious mind will covet more. With this advantage then to union, and firm faith, and firm accord, more than can be in heaven, we now return to claim our just inheritance of old, sure to prosper than prosperity could have assured us, and by what best way, whether of open war or covert guile, we now debate, who can advise, may speak. He seized, and next him underscore Moloch underscore, sceptered king stood up, the strongest and the fiercest spirit that fought in heaven, now fiercer by despair, his trust was with th eternal to be deemed equal in strength, and rather than be less card not to be at all, with that care lost when all his fear, of God, or hell, or worse he recked not, and these words thereafter spake. My sentence is for open war, of wiles, more unexpert, I boast not, them let those contrive who need, or when they need, not now. For while they sit contriving, shall the rest, millions that stand in arms, and longing wait the signal to ascend, sit lingering here heaven's fugitives, and for third dwelling place accept this dark opprobrious den of shame, the prison of this tyranny who reigns by our delay? No, let us rather choose armed with hell flames and fury all at once or a heaven's high towers to force resistless way, turning our tortures into horrid arms against the torturer, when to meet the noise of his almighty engine he shall hear infernal thunder, and for lightning see black fire and horror shot with equal rage among his angels, and his throne itself mixed with underscore Tartarian underscore sulfur, and strange fire, his own invented torments. But perhaps the way seems difficult and steep to scale with upright wing against a higher foe. Let such bethink them, if the sleepy drench of that forgetful lake benumb not still, that in our proper motion we ascend up to our native seat, descent and fall to us is adverse. Who but felt of late when the fierce foe hung on our brocken rear insulting, and pursued us through the deep, with what compulsion and laborious flight we sunk thus low? Th ascent is easy then, th event is feared, should we again provoke our stronger, some worse way his wrath may find to our destruction, if there be in hell fear to be worse destroyed, what can be worse than to dwell here, driven out from bliss, condemned in this abhorred deep to utter woe, where a pain of unextinguishable fire must exercise us without hope of end the vassals of his anger, when the scourge inexorably, and the torturing hour calls us to penance. More destroyed than thus we should be quite abolished and expire. What fear we then? What doubt we to incense his utmost ire? Which to the high thin ragged, will either quite consume us, and reduce to nothing this essential, happier far than miserable to have eternal being, or if our substance be indeed divine, and cannot cease to be, we are at worst on this side nothing, and by proof we feel our power sufficient to disturb his heaven, and with perpetual inroads to alarm a, though inaccessible, his fatal throne, which if not victory is yet revenge. He ended frowning, and his look denounced desperate revenge, and battle dangerous to less than gods. On th other side uprose underscore Belial underscore, in act more graceful and humane, a fairer person lost not heaven. He seemed for dignity compassed and high exploit, but all was false and hollow, though his tongue dropped manna, and could make the worse appear the better reason, to perplex and dash maturest counsels, for his thoughts were low, to vice industrious, but to nobler deeds timorous and slothful, yet he pleased the ear, and with persuasive accent thus began. I should be much for open war, O peers, as not behind in hate, if what was urged main reason to persuade immediate war, did not dissuade me most, and seem to cast ominous conjecture on the whole success, when he who most excels in fact of arms, in what he counsels and in what excels mistrustful, grounds his courage on despair and utter dissolution, as the scope of all his aim, after some dire revenge. First, what revenge? The towers of heaven are filled with armed watch, that render all access impregnable, oft on the bordering deep encamped their legions, or with obscure wings scout far and wide into the realm of night, scorning surprise. Or could we break our way by force, and at our heels all hell should rise with blackest insurrection, to confound heaven's purest light, yet our great enemy all incorruptible would on his throne sit unpolluted, and th ethereal mold incapable of stain would soon expel her mischief, and purge off the baser fire victorious. Thus repulsed, our final hope is flat despair, we must exasperate th almighty victor to spend all his rage, And that must end us, that must be our cure, to be no more, sad cure, for who would lose, though full of pain, this intellectual being, those thoughts that wander through eternity, to perish rather, swallowed up and lost in a wide womb of uncreated night, devoid of sense and motion? And who knows, let this be good, whether our angry foe can give it, or will ever. How he can is doubtful, that he never will is sure. Will he, so wise, let loose at once his ire, belike through impotence, or unaware, to give his enemies their wish, and end them in his anger, whom his anger saves to punish endless? Wherefore cease we then? Say they who counsel war, we are decreed, reserved and destined to eternal woe, whatever doing, what can we suffer more, what can we suffer worse? Is this then worst, thus sitting, thus consulting, thus in arms? What when we fled amain, pursued and struck with heaven's afflicting thunder, and besought the deep to shelter us? This hell then seemed a refuge from those wounds, or when we lay chained on the burning lake. That sure was worse. What if the breath that kindled those grim fires awot should blow them into sevenfold rage and plunge us in the flames? Or from above should intermitted vengeance arm again his red right hand to plague us? What if all her stores were up and this firmament of hell should spout her cataracts of fire, impendent horrors, threatening hideous fall one day upon our heads, while we perhaps designing or exhorting glorious war, caught in a fiery tempest shall be hurled each on his rock transfixed, the sport and prey of racking whirlwinds, or forever sunk under yon boiling ocean, wrapped in chains, there to converse with everlasting groans, unrespited, unpitied, unreprieved, ages of hopeless end, this would be worse. War therefore, open or concealed, alike my voice dissuades, for what can force or guile with him, or who deceive his mind, whose eye views all things at one view? He from heaven's height all these our motions vain, sees and derides, not more almighty to resist our might than wise to frustrate all our plots and wiles. Shall we then live thus vile, the race of heaven thus trampled, thus expelled to suffer here chains and these torments? Better these than worse by my advice, since fate inevitable subdues us, and omnipotent decree, the victor's will. To suffer, as to do, our strength is equal, nor the law unjust that so ordains, this was at first resolved, if we were wise, against so great a foe contending, and so doubtful what might fall. I laugh, when those who at the spear are bold and venturous, if that fail them, shrink and fear what yet they know must follow, to endure exile, or ignominy, or bonds, or pain, the sentence of their conqueror, this is now our doom, which if we can sustain and bear, our supreme foe in time may much remit his anger, and perhaps thus far remove not mind us not offending, satisfied with what is punished, whence these raging fires will slacken, if his breath stir not their flames. Our purer essence then will overcome their noxious vapor, or inured not feel, or changed at length, and to the place conformed in temper and in nature, will receive familiar the fierce heat, and void of pain, this horror will grow meala, this darkness light, besides what hope the never-ending flight of future days may bring, what chance, what change worth waiting, since our present lot appears for happy though but ill, for ill not worst, if we procure not to ourselves more woe. Thus underscore Belial underscore with words clothed in reason's garb counseled ignoblies, and peaceful sloth, not peace, and after him thus underscore Mammon underscore spake. Either to disenthrone the king of heaven we war, if war be best, or to regain our own right lost, him to unthrone we then may hope, when everlasting fate shall yield to fickle chance, and underscore chaos underscore judge the strife, the former vain to hope argues as vain the latter, for what place can be for us within heaven's bound, unless heaven's Lord Supreme we overpower. Suppose he should relent and publish grace to all, on promise made of new subjection, with what eyes could we stand in his presence humble, and receive strict laws imposed, to celebrate his throne with warbled hymns, and to his Godhead sing forked hallelujahs, while he lordly sits our envied sovereign, and his altar breathes ambrosial odors and ambrosial flowers, our servile offerings. This must be our task in heaven, this our delight, how wearisome eternity so spent in worship paid to whom we hate. Let us not then pursue by force impossible, by leave obtained unacceptable, though in heaven, our state of splendid vassalage, but rather seek our own good from ourselves, and from our own live to ourselves, though in this vast recess, free, and to none accountable, preferring hard liberty before the easy yoke of servile pomp. Our greatness will appear then most conspicuous, when great things of small, useful of hurtful, prosperous of adverse we can create, and in what place soe'er thrive under evil, and work ease out of pain through labor and endurance. This deep world of darkness do we dread? How oft amidst thick clouds and dark doth heaven's all-ruling sire choose to reside, his glory unobscured, and with the majesty of darkness round covers his throne, from whence deep thunders roar mustering their rage, and heaven resembles hell. As he our darkness, cannot we his light imitate when we please? This desert's oily wants not her hidden lustre, gems and gold, nor want we skill or art, from whence to raise magnificence, and what can heaven show more? Our torments also may in length of time become our elements, these piercing fires as soft as now severe, our temper changed into their temper, which must needs remove the sensible of pain. All things invite to peaceful counsels, and the settled state of order, how in safety best we may compose our present evils, with regard of what we are and where, dismissing quite all thoughts of war, ye have what I advise. He scarce had finished, when such murmur filled th assembly, as when hollow rocks retain the sound of blustering winds, which all night long had roused the sea, now with hoarse cadence lull seafaring men o'erwatched, whose bark by chance or pinnace anchors in a craggy bay after the tempest, such applause was heard as underscore mammon underscore ended, and his sentence pleased, advising peace, for such another field they dreaded worse than hell, so much the fear of thunder and the sword of underscore Michael underscore wrought still within them, and no less desire to found this nether empire, which might rise by policy, and long process of time, in emulation opposite to heaven. Which when underscore Beelzebub underscore perceived, then whom, underscore Satan underscore except, none higher sat, with grave aspect he rose, and in his rising seemed a pillar of state, deep on his front engraven deliberation sat in public care, and princely counsel in his face yet shone, majestic though in ruin, sage he stood with underscore Atlantean underscore shoulders fit to bear the weight of mightiest monarchies, his look drew audience and attention still as night or summer's noontide air, while thus he spake. Thrones and imperial powers, offspring of heaven, ethereal virtues, or these titles now must we renounce, and changing style be called princes of hell? For so the popular vote inclines, here to continue, and build up here a growing empire, doubtless, while we dream, and know not that the king of heaven hath doomed this place our dungeon, not our safe retreat beyond his potent arm, to live exempt from heaven's high jurisdiction, in new league banded against his throne, but to remain in strictest bondage, though thus far removed, under th inevitable curb, reserved his captive multitude, for he, be sure, in height or depth, still first and last will reign sole king, and of his kingdom loose no part by our revolt, but over hell extend his empire, and with iron scepter rule us here, as with his gold in those in heaven. What sit we then projecting peace and war? War hath determined us, and foiled with loss irreparable, terms of peace yet none vouchsafed or sought, for what peace will be given to us enslaved, but custody severe, and stripes, and arbitrary punishment inflicted? And what peace can we return, but to our power hostility and hate, untamed reluctance, and revenge though slow, yet ever plotting how the conqueror least may reap his conquest, and may least rejoice in doing what we most in suffering feel. Nor will occasion want, nor shall we need with dangerous expedition to invade heaven, whose high walls fear no assault or siege, or ambush from the deep. What if we find some easier enterprise? There is a place, if ancient and prophetic fame in heaven or not, another world, the happy seat of some new race called underscore man underscore, about this time to be created like to us, though less in power and excellence, but favored more of him who rules above, so was his will pronounced among the gods, and by an oath, that shook heaven's whole circumference, confirmed. Thither let us bend all our thoughts, to learn what creatures there inhabit, of what mold, or substance, how endued, and what their power, and where their weakness, how it tempted best, by force or subtlety, though heaven be shut, and heaven's high arbitrator sit secure in his own strength, this place may lay exposed the utmost border of his kingdom, left to their defense who hold it, here perhaps some advantageous act may be achieved by sudden onset, either with hellfire to waste his whole creation, or possess all as our own, and drive as we were driven, the penihabitants, or if not drive, seduce them to our party, that their god may prove their foe, and with repenting hand abolish his own works. This would surpass common revenge, and interrupt his joy in our confusion, and our joy upraise in his disturbance, when his darling sons hurled headlong to partake with us, shall curse their frail originals, and faded bliss, faded so soon. Advise if this be worth attempting, or to sit in darkness here hatching vain empires. Thus underscore Beelzebub underscore pleaded his devilish counsel, first devised by underscore Satan underscore, and in part proposed, for whence, but from the author of all ill could spring so deep a malice, to confound the race of mankind in one root, and earth with hell to mingle and involve, done all to spite the great Creator? But their spite still serves his glory to augment. The bold design pleased highly those infernal states, and joy sparkled in all their eyes, with full assent they vote, whereat his speech he thus renews. Well have ye judged, well ended long debate, Synod of gods, and like to what ye are, great things resolved, which from the lowest deep will once more lift us up, in spite of fate, nearer our ancient seat, perhaps in view of those bright confines, whence with neighboring arms an opportune excursion we may chance re-enter heaven, or else in some meal his own dwell not unvisited of heaven's fair light secure, and at the brightening orient beam purge off this gloom, the soft delicious air, to heal the scar of these corrosive fires shall breath our balm. But first whom shall we send in search of this new world, whom shall we find sufficient? Who shall tempt with wandering feet the dark unbottomed infinite abyss and through the palpable obscure find out his uncouth way, or spread his eerie flight upborne with indefatigable wings over the vast abrupt, ere he arrive the happy Ela, what strength, what art can then suffice, or what evasion bear him safe through the strict sentries and stations thick of angels watching round? Here he had need all circumspection, and we now know less choice in our suffrage, for on whom we send, the weight of all in our last hope relies. This said, he sat, and expectation held his look suspense, awaiting who appeared to second, or oppose, or undertake the perilous attempt, but all sat mute, pondering the danger with deep thoughts, and each another's countenance read his own dismay astonished. None among the choice and prime of those heaven-warring champions could be found so hardy as to proffer or accept alone the dreadful voyage, till at last _Satan_, whom now transcendent glory raised above his fellows, with monarchical pride conscious of highest worth, unmoved thus spake. O progeny of heaven, empyreal thrones, with reason hath deep silence and demur sased us, though undismayed, long is the way and hard, that out of hell leads up to light, our prison strong, this huge convex of fire, outrageous to devour, immures us round ninefold, and gates of burning adamant barred over us prohibit all egress. These passed, if any pass, the void profound of unessential night receives him next wide gaping, and with utter loss of being threatens him, plunged in that abortive gulf. If thence he scape into whatever world, or unknown region, what remains him less than unknown dangers and as hard escape? But I should ill become this throne, O peers, and this imperial sovereignty, adorned with splendor, armed with power, if aught propot and judged of public moment, in the shape of difficulty or danger could deter me from attempting. Wherefore do I assume these royalties, and not refuse to reign, refusing to accept as great a share of hazard as of honor, do alike to him who reigns, and so much to him do of hazard more, as he above the rest high honored sits? Go therefore mighty powers, terror of heaven, though fallen, intend at home, while here shall be our home, what best may ease the present misery, and render hell more tolerable, if there be cure or charm to respite or deceive, or slack the pain of this ill mansion, intermit no watch against a wakeful foe, while I abroad through all the coasts of dark destruction seek deliverance for us all, this enterprise none shall partake with me. Thus saying rose the monarch, and prevented all reply, prudent, least from his resolution raised others among the chief might offer now, certain to be refused, whate'erst they feared, and so refused might in opinion stand as rivals, winning cheap the high repute which he through hazard huge must earn. But they dreaded not more th adventure than his voice forbidding, and at once with him they rose, their rising all at once was as the sound of thunder heard remote. Towards him they bend with awful reverence prone, and as a god extol him equal to the highest in heaven, nor failed they to express how much they praised, that for the general safety he despised his own, for neither do the spirits damned loose all their virtue, least bad men should boast their specious deeds on earth, which glory excites, or close ambition varnished or a with zeal. Thus they their doubtful consultations dark ended rejoicing in their matchless chief, as one from mountain tops the dusky clouds ascending, while the north wind sleeps, o'erspread heaven's cheerful face, the lowering element scowls o'er the darkened landscape snow, or shore, if chance the radiant sun with farewell sweet extend his evening beam, the fields revive, the birds their notes renew, and bleating herds attest their joy, that hill and valley rings. O shame to men! Devil with devil damned firm concord holds, men only disagree of creatures rational, though under hope of heavenly grace, and God proclaiming peace, yet live in hatred, enmity, and strife among themselves, and leaving cruel wars, wasting the earth, each other to destroy, as if, which might induce us to accord, man had not hellish foes and now besides, that day and night for his destruction wait. The _Stygian_council thus dissolved, and forth in order came the grand infernal peers, midst came their mighty paramount, and seemed alone th antagonist of heaven, nor less than hell's dread emperor with pomp supreme, and godlike imitated state, him round a globe of fiery seraphim enclosed with bright emblazonry, and horned arms. Then if their session ended they bid cry with trumpets regal sound the great result, Toward the four winds four speedy cherubim put to their mouths the sounding alchemy by Harold's voice explained, the hollow abyss heard far and wide, and all the host of hell with deafening shout, returned them loud acclaim. Thence more at ease their minds and somewhat triased by false presumptuous hope, the ranged powers disband, and wandering, each his several way pursues, as inclination or said choice leads him perplexed, where he may likeliest find truce to his restless thoughts, and entertain the irksome hours, till his great chief return. Part on the plain, or in the air sublime upon the wing, or in swift race contend, as at th Olympian games or underscore Pythian underscore fields, part curb their fiery steeds, or shun the goal with rapid wheels, or fronted brigades form. As one to warn proud cities war appears wagged in the troubled ski, and armies rush to battle in the clouds, before each van prick forth the eerie knights, and couch their spears still thickest legions close, with feats of arms from either end of heaven the welkin burns. Others with vast underscore typhian underscore rage more fell rend up both rocks and hills, and ride the air in whirlwind, how scarce holds the wild uproar. As when underscore Alcides underscore from underscore Aelia underscore crowned with conquest, fell th envenomed robe, and chore through pain up by the roots underscore Thessalian underscore pines, and underscore Lycus underscore from the top of underscore Eta underscore through into th underscore Euboic underscore C. Others more Mela, retreated in a silent valley, sing with notes angelical to many a harp their own heroic deeds and hapless fall by doom of battle, and complain that fate free Verta should enthrall to force or chance. Their song was partial, but the harmony, what could it less when spirits immortal sing? Suspended hell, and took with ravishment the thronging audience. In discourse more sweet, for eloquence the soul, song charms the sense, others apart sat on a hill retired, in thoughts more elevate, and reasoned high of providence, foreknowledge, will, and fate, fixed fate, free will, foreknowledge absolute, and found no end, in wandering mazes lost. Of good and evil much they argued then, of happiness and final misery, passion and apathy, and glory and shame, vain wisdom all, and false philosophy, yet with a pleasing sorcery could charm pain for a while or anguish, and excite fallacious hope, or arm th abjured breast with stubborn patience as with triple steel. Another part in squadrons and gross bands, on bold adventure to discover wide the dismal world, if any clime perhaps might yield them easier habitation, bent four ways their flying march, along the banks of four infernal rivers that disgorge into the burning lake their baleful streams, abhorred underscore sticks underscore the flood of deadly hate, sat underscore Acheron underscore of sorrow, black and deep, underscore Cocytus underscore, numbed of lamentation loud heard on the rueful stream, fierce underscore Fladen underscore whose waves of torrent fire and flame with rage. Far off from these a slow and silent stream, underscore Lethe underscore the river of oblivion rules her watery labyrinth, whereof who drinks, forthwith his former state and being forgets, forgets both joy and grief, pleasure and pain. Beyond this flood a frozen continent lies dark and wild, beat with perpetual storms of whirlwind and dire hail, which on firm land thaws not, but gathers heap, and ruin seems of ancient pile, all else deep snow and ice, a gulf profound as that underscore Serbonian underscore bog betwixt underscore Damietta underscore and Mount underscore Cassius underscore old, where armies whole have sunk, the parching air burns frore, and cold performs th effect of fire. Thither by harpy-footed furies hailed, at certain revolutions all the damned are brought, and feel by turns the bitter change of fierce extremes, extremes by change more fierce, from beds of raging fire to starve in ice their soft ethereal warmth, and there to pine immovable, infixed, and frozen round, periods of time, thence hurried back to fire. They ferry over this underscore Lethean underscore sound both to and fro, their sorrow to augment, and wish and struggle, as they pass, to reach the tempting stream, with one small drop to loosen sweet forgetfulness all pain and woe, all in one moment, and so near the brink, but fate withstands, and to oppose th attempt underscore Medusa underscore with underscore Gorgonian underscore terror guards the ford, and of itself the water flies all taste of living wide, as once it fled the lip of underscore Tantalus underscore. Thus roving on in confused march forlorn, th adventurous bands with shuddering horror pale, and eyes aghast viewed first their lamentable lot, and found no rest, through many a dark and dreary vale they passed, and many a region dolorous, or a many a frozen, many a fiery alpa, rocks, caves, lakes, fens, bogs, dens, and shades of death, a universe of death, which God by curse created evil, for evil only good, where all life dies, death lives, and nature breeds, perverse, all monstrous, all prodigious things, abominable, inutterable, and worse than fables yet have feigned, or fear conceived, underscore Gorgons underscore and underscore Hydra apostrophe S underscore, and underscore Chimera apostrophe S underscore Dire. Meanwhile the adversary of God and man, underscore Satan underscore with thoughts inflamed of highest design, puts on swift wings, and toward the gates of hell explores his solitary flight. Sometimes he scours the right-hand coast, sometimes the left, now shaves with level wing the deep, then soars up to the fiery concave touring high. As when far off at sea a fleet descried hangs in the clouds, by underscore equinoctial underscore winds close sailing from underscore Bengala underscore, or the isles of underscore Ternate underscore and underscore Tadore underscore, whence merchants bring their spicy drugs, there on the trading flood through the wide underscore Ethiopian underscore to the Cape ply stemming nightly toward the pole. So seemed far off the flying fiend, at last appear hell-bounds high reaching to the horrid roof, and thrice threefold the gates, threefolds were brass three iron, three of adamantine rock, impenetrable, impaled with circling fire, yet unconsumed. Before the gates there sat on either side a formidable shape, the one seemed woman to the waist, and fair, but ended foul in many a scaly fouled voluminous and vast, a serpent armed with mortal sting. About her middle round a cry of hellhounds never ceasing barked with wide underscore Cerberine underscore mouths full loud, and rung a hideous peal, yet, when they list, would creep, if aught disturbed their noise, into her womb, and kennel there, yet there still barked and howled with an unseen. Far less abhorred than these vexed underscore Scylla underscore bathing in the sea that parts underscore Calabria underscore from the horse underscore Trinacrian underscore shore, nor uglier follow the night hag, when called in secret. Riding through the air she comes lured with the smell of infant blood, to dance with underscore Lapland underscore witches, while the laboring moon eclipses at their charms. The other shape, if shape it might be called that shape had none distinguishable in member, joint, or limb, or substance might be called that shadow seemed, for each seemed either, black it stood as night, fierce as 10 furies, terrible as hell, and shook a dreadful dart, what seemed as head the likeness of a kingly crown had on. Underscore Satan underscore was now at hand. And from his seat the monster moving onward came as fast, with horrid strides, hell trembled as he strode. Th undaunted fiend what this might be admired, not feared, God in his son accept, created thing not valued he nor shunned, and with disdainful look thus first began. Whence and what art thou, execrable shape, that darstreet, though grim and terrible, advance thy miscreated front athwart my way to yonder gates. Through them I mean to pass, that be ossered, without leavest to thee. Retire, or taste thy folly, and learn by proof, hell-born, not to contend with spirits of heaven. To whom the goblin full of wrath replied, art thou that traitor angel, art thou he, who first broke peace in heaven and faith, till then unbroken, and in proud rebellious arms drew after him the third part of heaven's sons conjured against the highest, for which both thou and they outcast from God, are here condemned to waste eternal dies in woe and pain. And reckonest he thou thyself with spirits of heaven, hell-doomed. And breath's defiance here and scorn, where I reign king, and to enrage thee more, thy king and lord. Back to thy punishment, false fugitive, and to thy speed add wings, lest with a whip of scorpions I pursue thy lingering, or with one stroke of this dart strange horror size thee, and pangs unfelt before. So spake the grisly terror, and in shape, so speaking and so threatening, grew tenfold more dreadful and deform, on th other side and sank with indignation underscore Satan underscore stood unterrified. And like a comet burned, that fires the length of underscore of Eucas underscore huge in th arctic sky, and from his horrid hair shakes pestilence and war. Each at the head leveled his deadly aimy, their fatal hands no second stroke intend, and such a frown each cast at th other, as when two black clouds with heaven's artillery fraught, come rattling on over the underscore Caspian underscore, then stand front to front hovering a space, till winds the signal blow to join their dark encounter in midair, so frown the mighty combatants. That hell grew darker at their frown, so matched they stood, for never but once more was either like to meet so great a foe, and now great deeds had been achieved, whereof all hell had rung, had not the snaky sorceress that sat fast by hell gate, and kept the fatal key, risen, and with hideous outcry rushed between. O father, what intends thy hand, she cried, against thy only son? What fury, O son, possesses thee to bend that mortal dart against thy father's head? And know'st for whom? For him who sits above and laughs the while at the ordained as drudge, to execute whate'er his wrath, which he calls justice, bids, his wrath which one day will destroy ye both. She spake, and at her words the hellish pest forbore, then these to her underscore Satan underscore returned. So strange thy outcry, and thy words so strange thou interposest, that my sudden hand prevented spares to tell thee yet by deeds what it intends, till first I know of thee, what thing thou art, thus double formed, and why in this infernal veil first met thou callst me father, and that phantasm callst my son. I know thee not, nor ever saw till now sight more detestable than him and thee. To whom thus the portress of Hellgate replied, hast thou forgot me then, and do I seem now in thine eye so foul, once thee and so fair in heaven, when at th assembly, and in sight of all the seraphim with thee combined in bold conspiracy against heaven's king, all on a sudden miserable pain surprised thee, dim thine eyes, and dizzy swum in darkness, while thy head flames thick and fast threw forth, till on the left side opening wide, likest to thee in shape and countenance bright, then shining heavenly fair, a goddess armed out of thy head I sprung, amazement sased all th host of heaven, back they recoiled afraid at first, and called me underscores and underscore, and for a sign portentous held me, but familiar grown, I pleased, and with attractive graces won the most averse, thee chiefly, who full oft thyself and me thy perfect image viewing becamest enamored, and such joy thou tookst with me in secret, that my womb conceived a growing burden. Meanwhile war arose, and fields were fought in heaven, wherein remained, for what could else, to our almighty foe clear victory, to our part loss and rout through all the Empyrean, down they fell driving headlong from the pitch of heaven, down into this deep, and in the general fall I also, at which time this powerful key into my hand was given, with charge to keep these gates forever shut, which none can pass without my opening. Pensive here I sat alone, but long I sat not, till my womb pregnant by thee, and now excessive grown prodigious motion felt in rueful throes. At last this odious offspring whom thou seest thine own begotten, breaking violent way tore through my entrails, that with fear and pain distorted, all my